USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The first shipment of emergency aid to Gaza since the war between Israel and Hamas began rolled through a border crossing between Egypt and Gaza today. Desperately needed food, water, and medicine was brought in by truck after sitting near the crossing for days, hoping to enter after Israel blockaded the territory and launched waves of airstrikes. Palestinians have been rationing food and drinking filthy water from wells while hospitals run low on medicine and fuel for emergency generators. The Israeli government warns its people against traveling to Egypt and Jordan and that those already there should leave immediately due to threats of harm against Israelis and Jews. Israel has also increased its warning for Morocco, telling Israelis to avoid all non-essential travel to the North African country and all Muslim nations. Palestinian militant group Hamas has released two American hostages.
Obviously a huge sigh of relief and at the same time concerned that there's so many more hostages.
Family member Martin Fletcher spoke on their release. Hamas cited humanitarian reasons for allowing the American mother and her teenage daughter from Chicago to go free as the mother is in poor health. The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages held captive by Hamas.
Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said another 10 Americans are unaccounted for, and it is suspected that some may be among the roughly 200 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Former President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen says he'll return to New York next week to testify in a civil fraud trial. He's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. A judge has ruled that Trump and his businesses committed fraud by falsely inflating and deflating the value of its assets in order to lower taxes and receive better insurance coverage. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Israeli government is increasing its travel warnings, advising its people not to travel to Egypt and Jordan and avoid all non-essential travel to the North African country of Morocco and all Muslim nations. The government says anyone in these areas should leave immediately due to threats of harm against Israelis and Jews. More than 80 Spirit Airlines flights have been canceled today after some planes were pulled out of service for inspections, looking for signs of cracks in brackets on the plane's airframes. The airline says disruptions are expected to last for several days. San Diego tops the list for the highest cost of living in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report. Factors such as housing prices and fluctuations and expenses like food, gasoline, and medical care play a significant role in the index. Well, this next story is a bit dirty. The place in your house with the most germs might surprise you.
According to food scientist Paul Dawson, a professor at Clemson University, it's not your toilet seat.
The toilet seat is probably the cleanest place in their house.
It's actually in your kitchen, the place where you prep the food you eat, no matter how much you wipe it down. The culprit is the thing you're wiping with.
Across the board, the sponge is very highly contaminated with bacteria and mold.
Experts say to sanitize it with a diluted bleach solution and replace it every week. I'm Corey Myers.
I think I'll go do that right now. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.